and Abadat Ibn Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So the topic of Guf, we're on page 421, and we're going to talk about to recognize what the person's body is and to keep in perspective Gashmias versus Ruchnias, what our purpose is in this world. So he says, Hine aguf legabe anefesh ka'ayin. When you compare the body to the kedusha that a neshama has, it's ka'ayin, it's like nothing. When mehevel yimat, it's less than worthless. V'roi l'chol bar das l'sagef eskufay, and it's proper for someone with some understanding to afflict himself, to cause discomfort to his body. U'latrichoy b'chol mine trachos, who inconvenience it in any way, in order to benefit your soul. So we are constantly being pulled by our nefesh behema, the desire to stay in bed, the desire not to work, the desire to eat a lot. We get pulled in a lot of directions for gashmias. And it's important that we recognize that the more we pull away from gashmias, the more we are actually servicing our neshama. And that's why if someone would keep this in perspective, they would recognize who cares how much I'm inconveniencing myself physically. That's all benefiting me spiritually. You will benefit your soul and bring satisfaction to God. You won't care at all about any physical discomfort when it comes to Kavod Shemayim. Who cares how cold it is outside? It's a temporary feeling of discomfort when compared with the greatness and the eternal reward that will come for bringing kavod to Shemayim. Rak yishmar esgufay, but critical is to take care of yourself. You can't completely neglect your body. You can't disregard food, disregard sleep, and just run yourself into the ground, because at the end of the day, sheyehei bari v'chazek la'avad avadas avaydas aved. You have to still remain healthy and strong in order to do avaydas Hashem. But it comes out that anything that you do, even the gashmias, is really to serve the ruchnias. So it really is a change of perspective. We see with our own eyes that people readily accept suffering, whether it's monetarily or even physically, in order to preserve their life on this world. And this is a comfort that he says to himself, so it's okay because it's going to stop me from dying. Make sure that I don't die. So people undergo very painful procedures, very painful treatments, things that are very uncomfortable, because they'll say, listen, I want to live a healthy life, and unfortunately this is something I have to do. So they will accept upon themselves the pain and the suffering, because in the long run they say that will benefit them. He says, if that's how concerned you are not to die, at some point, you are going to die, right? You're just delaying the inevitable. But at some point, now you could live till 90, 100, 110, 120. You're still going to die at some point. And yet, you still want to preserve what's inevitably coming. You have to be concerned about potential punishment that will come to your nefesh, that it will receive in Olam Haba, shehumar me'od mimavis, which is more than the physical experience of death. In truth, ein lachash al pridas hanefesh me'agof. We really shouldn't be concerned about the separation of the soul from the body. In other words, there's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing to worry about death. Right? If we understand that we're going to go to Olam Haba, so there really is nothing to scare us away. What are you scared of? Now, yes, Misa itself is a kapara because it's extremely painful. But again, it's like a woman undergoing childbirth when it's extremely painful and uncomfortable for 9 months, and then the birth itself is extremely painful. But there's a leda, there's a birth, there's a child that comes out of it. So it's worth it. And a woman will go through the ordeal of pregnancy again because ultimately they want additional children. So he says, it's the same thing. Really, we shouldn't be scared because it's just the transition phase. We're going from a nefesh physically in this world to in the next world. His only concern should be that through this partnership of your body and your nefesh together, that should help you build and increase your path in the next world. Laman sur mi sha'ol mata, to save yourself from going to Gehenna. So what does it come out? That a person should give up whatever he has to not only benefit his guf, but to benefit his neshama, whether it's physical existence, for example, a person's life, or a person's money, just like you would give up these things not to be killed, v'zeh kol adam, and this is a person's a chiyuv. So physical existence doesn't mean not to be killed. Rather, to lay yourself to be killed, it means to give up physical discomforts. So to forego food, you want to eat. To forego desire, or to forego laziness, you want to stay in bed. You don't want to work. You don't want to put in effort. But if you realize that that's temporary, and just like I would go through inconveniences and suffering to preserve my life in this world, I got to do things to preserve, so to speak, your life in the next world. However, when a person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave understanding to be the one who truly loves him, when he reaches the level of neshama to neshama, meaning this special connection, then already you're on a level where you're willing to give up your life, not only your life, but even your neshama to Kiddushin Shemayim. That he's willing even to inherit Gehenna if that's what it takes to serve Hashem. And someone who commits averus would inherit Gan Eden, mashu built the Efshar. It's obviously impossible. But he would be willing to do it, the Leir Leber Shachas. Why? And the Shetiyah Nishmasa in the service for Nasi Sefer from the Neshama to be burnt to ashes. Why? Whatever it takes, so a person willing to give it up. I'll tell you an example of this shortly. This is our obligation. It's correct and proper for us to feel. But who is the wise person who understands this and will try to reach such a level where they don't even care about the next world reward? They don't care if it means going to Gehenna. They just want to bring satisfaction to Hashem. And not to care about any physical comforts, to put in all of our efforts and all of our our attitude will be solely focused on what can we do to please Hashem? Hashem Elokim Yazlanu. Hashem should help us. Amen. So I think that idea is something the Rav once talked about this on one of the Friday night shiurim, that there was a Tana. I don't remember if it was St. Peter, St. Paul, or someone, but there was the tefillah of Nishmas was said either by somebody or on behalf of someone who basically gave up Yiddishkeit to Christianity to basically turn Christianity further away from Yiddishkeit. Meaning in the beginning, the very, very first followers of Yashka had to just, they kept the whole Torah. They would not agree with the Catholics today. They kept Shabbos, meal, everything. The only thing is they believed that Mashiach had come already. In order to further and less entice Yidden, right? You have on one side, people say, yeah, keep all the halachas, but let's believe that the guy who's here is our savior versus nope, we got years to go and who knows, and we got more suffering, right? So a more positive selling point. So how do you differentiate it? So he wanted to make a further distinction. So for example, changing from Shabbos to Sunday, removing a lot of the halachas like kashrus and Shabbos, removing a lot of isurim so that a person should be less enticed. Really, this person was doing almost what you would call an avera lishma. But the idea of avera lishma is I'm taking one for the team. I am willing to give up my whole Gan Eden. I'm willing to go to Gehenna in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people should not go off the derech, and that ultimately should bring nachas ruach to Hashem. And that is really the level that we're talking about. So I don't remember exactly. I know it ties into Nishmas. I don't know if someone else remembers here, they can speak up. But I remember it ties into Nishmas that I think either that tefillah was said on behalf of or was written by this person who went into. Basically gave up Yiddishkeit in order that Christianity should be differentiated. Basically, he made himself a big guy in Catholicism in order to be able to influence it to change the rules so that it should be less enticing for Jews.